what it ain't and what it's gonna be. You gotta book it, cook it, slab it, bag it, and tag it. Cocaine cowboys, you hear me? What's that wordy though? Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, gods and goddesses, how y'all coming? I'm old dog, big money man, Mr. Ain't got it on me, I got it in me. Bringing y'all a pre-recorded podcast for the umpteen time. It's live to me, pre-recorded to y'all. Same toilet, different feces, you hear me? Food for thought before I go any further. We're going to speak on the LBG Doug situation and a few incidents that's been occurring recently in today's society. Food for thought. Don't be materialistic. You have to humble yourself. I seen a video of Mr. Ice-T from Chicago. Y'all probably know who he is if you're old enough to know. If you're young, look him up. He used to be like an actor, entrepreneur. You know, he was in the wrestling world. He was known for wearing a lot of gold jewelry. That I do know. He was the first dude I ever seen with 20, 30 chains on his neck. Big ones too at that. Way before the Raffles was doing that. He was doing it. Mr. T. And he was telling the lady, she was picking at his shoes, saying, why all the money and fame and richness? And you wearing these raggedy shoes with holes on them with tape on them. It looks tacky. And he was saying that, you know, he had to humble himself because those shoes were passed down from his great-great-grandfather on down to him. And they basically wore the same shoe size eventually. And he was saying how, you know what I'm saying, you know, those pair of shoes lasted him. And that they didn't have nothing coming up. And he didn't have nothing, but he became rich and wealthy. And he reminded himself of those shoes with holes in them being passed down. So it makes it even more poor because they had to be passed down instead of you buying your own pair. And the holes in it and the tape in it humble him. He don't care what kind of outfit he got on, what kind of, you know, if his fit looked fresh or designer or whatever it may be. He made it clear that when he looked down on those shoes, it humbles him to save his money, to flip his money, to feed the poor, help the homeless, you know, generational wealth with his family, and pass down some stuff that's going to educate and help his great-grandchildren and grandsons and things of that nature. And I took that message as a humbling experience for myself, and I'm going to run with it because that's pure wisdom. Don't be caught up in this material. The shit is already getting y'all killed. It's already brainwashing you. It's already fucking up society. These iPhones, social media, YouTube. Even myself, I get caught up on videos, seeing all these beautiful women on social media. What's the point of being lusting over them and worried about them? You're not gonna see half of them. Half of them live a million miles away. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? They just another motherfucker that's portraying something else and being fake like the rest of these people. Even the dudes is doing it. They fake as hell too. Motherfuckers is fake as fuck on Instagram. And in person, they raggedy. They got bald head. You know, they wear makeup. They don't dress like they do. They hygiene ain't up to par like they portrayed to be on social media. They lazy. Don't believe the hype. It's all gimmicks, all bullshit. Just like, you know what I'm saying? These dudes, they gangster on Instagram. They steppers like two pairs, but in real life, they poop bears. Like I wrote in a song for one of my artists. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say it again. They steppers like two pairs, but in real life, these niggas is poop bears. It's real spit. Don't get caught up on material. Humble yourself. Yeah, you need money to pay bills. Yeah, you need money for experiences. Yeah, you need money to travel, for gas, to feed your family. Of course, that's a trade. But don't overdo it. Be humble. If you do make a lot of money, share it. Do something positive with it. Put it within your blood, your race, your family, your generation. And also help others if you can on the side. The homeless, people that's poor that really need it, not motherfuckers who already got it. You rappers, some of y'all feed the poor, I get it. Most of y'all don't. Y'all be buying other rappers' chains and necklaces, show appreciation to them. You don't owe them the shit. You don't owe them nothing. You don't even know these dudes. You ain't grow up around these dudes. Because y'all on the same label or y'all rappers that did a song together, know each other because y'all in the industry together. Don't have y'all don't even be on the same label together. Don't even know each other. Just met each other. You buying him chain, that's your homie. You don't even know this motherfucker. You buying him shit like he your girlfriend or wife or something. I see if he was your blood brother or cousin or nephew or son or something, or you know, something of that nature. I ain't even doing that for my own brother and cousins. What the fuck I need to do that for them for? The fuck they did for me? I help them out as much as I can, all in one chunk. Tell them that, hey, flip this, do what you need to do. If you can't do nothing with it, I can't help you no more. Take care. I need to move on to other motherfuckers that need help just like you. You ain't the only motherfucker. You ain't special. I'm not finna buy no grown man no $200,000 chain. And then he turned around with his butt facing you and you putting it on for him. That's some shit dudes do to females. Maybe I'm overthinking it. But that's how I see it. That's how I feel. I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? If I put my brother, say, hey, man, hey, bro, my finger's too big. Could you help me put my chain on or something? I'm putting his chain on from the front. I'm not looking him in his eye. I'm not getting close to his face. I'm reaching out and doing it. I'm like, nigga, hold still, motherfucker. Let's get this over with. I ain't trying to smell your hot breath. Nah, we're not doing that, bro. These dudes is weird. These dudes are feminine. And they doing some weird shit. If you gay, you gay. I'm not saying everybody's gay. I'm not saying everybody do that's got to be weird. But that's not normal. That's not what a real man do. I don't know who raising these dudes, who they fathers, who they mothers. But something got to give. Something ain't right. A lot of y'all going around bragging, talking about you raise your kids. You proud of your son, your daughter. Your son is the biggest bullshitter. Goofball out here. Your daughter's the biggest thot out here. Most of y'all's kids. Y'all here killing motherfuckers, robbing, stealing, lying, perpetrating. They don't respect you. They not doing shit for you. They not even helping you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta worry about where your next meal gonna come. You gotta worry about paying bills, light bills and shit, while your son out here on music videos splurging, counting all this money, giving it to his homeboys, tricking off on hood rats and strippers and shit that don't give a fuck about him. But you gave him birth and he ain't doing shit for you, but you bragging about him. That shit's crazy. I respect the motherfucking dude who keep his mom out the limelight and break off something so wealthy and so fat, juicy, she ain't gotta worry about coming to the limelight no more. She ducked off in the woods, in the mountains, in a big ass house with a maid, eating good every day, watching what she want to watch, going to the gym. She got a gym in her crib. She ain't got to go nowhere she don't want to. Mom Deuce lead to go travel on vacation. I respect that. A lot of y'all niggas ain't doing that for y'all moms. But y'all into material, though. Don't let the material fool you. These clothes and shoes and all that. Okay, it's cool to wear designer. It's cool to have Jordans on, designer shoes, whatever. But be humble. Help somebody. Because them shoes don't cost but $2 to make. That same shirt you wearing, they took a Walmart brand or some type of brand t-shirt and put a design on there. Same thing you can do with your clothing line they doing. Except you paying more. And they selling theirs more than you selling for yours. It's wild as hell. I can't do it. You know, support these mommy pop shops. Support these black-owned businesses, these smart black-owned businesses, these small ones. Because they smart as hell. They just don't know how to attract the majority. Because you know why? The majority got their head up their ass. Too busy spending their money with these white Italians for Gucci and Louis and all these motherfuckers that don't care about black people. Talk shit about you, you steal by their brand. I don't get it. Humble yourself. But also don't be materialistic. Because when it's all said and done, y'all dead and gone, that shit still gonna be here. Then again, it might not be. It ain't gonna never got you nowhere. Don't make you who you are. Don't make nothing. It's just something to make look cute on you for temporary. When that shit get dirty, your ass look dirty or busted. You got to wear another one. You got to spend money to get another one. You got to repeat that cycle, that system. I'm not saying don't wash your ass. I'm not saying you don't have to look good and all that shit. But damn, designer every day, put on some damn jeans and a t-shirt and some white kicks or something. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's comfortable. You ain't got to impress people every day. If you trying to impress something, that means you're trying hard. Be yourself. Because the coolest motherfucker in the room ain't dressed the best. And he still can pull just as many women as you, if not more. So don't be fooled by material, G. Because it ain't that serious. I seen a situation on a female. There was a guy. It was a female. And it was a kid. The kid is the child of the female, but the dude is just a boyfriend. Obviously, he's been abusive all this time. Any man that, what happened was she went to the grocery store and got the wrong groceries. He beat her up. So obviously, if a man do some shit like that, he crazy, and he's already been abusive. He was probably abusive before her, prior to her being in a relationship with her. And the little kid, the little boy, which is probably 3-4 years old, probably younger than that, got mad because he hit his mama, as he should have. He's a kid, but that's still his mama. That's all he got. That's, you're not his real daddy. He don't really know you like that. He ain't been in the world but a few years. He probably know you. Know you mess with his mama, but that's his mama. He more attached to her at that age, you know? Think about it. So he got mad at the kid, at the guy, and he told the kid, put your hands up, fight, like a man or something, he said. Then he punched the little boy, knocked the little boy through the wall. So she called 911 and said her son wasn't breathing. Obviously, you know, that dude knocked that boy dead. I guess they revived him and brought him back. And he was spitting up. Shit was coming out of his mouth, his nose, and everything, and he eventually died. And then, you know, they charged him, and they turned around and charged the mother. For one, the mother didn't tell the truth about what happened when she called 911. You know when something like that happened to a child, and then they're going to investigate and see holes in the wall. They're going to find some debris on the child's body or something. They're going to know that that child was put through a wild. They're going to know that this child has blunt force trauma to the body, chest, head, wherever you hit them at when they do an autopsy. Even if the child don't die, when they take the clothes off, they're going to search the body and look. That's what they do. You being a black female, they're going to drag your ass through the mud. That's what they do. As they should. You allowing this fool, that's not even the father of this little kid. Even if he was the father of the child, he shouldn't hit on the child. Point blank period like that. You discipline a child, pop him on the fanny or the behind, or you know what I'm saying, you put a belt to him. You ain't gotta do all the extra shit, because kids already naturally afraid and scared anyway. And the fact that you beating this child in front of his mother is devastating, it's traumatizing. You hitting a woman anyway, you a coward. Then you a coward for hitting a child like a man. So you just a double coward. And somebody gonna take care of you when you get to prison. I don't wish jail on my worst enemy. Some of these dudes put themselves in these dumbass predicaments. You're doing too much. You're doing shit that you don't have to do. Why you do it? Maybe you need help. Maybe you're demonic. More to the story is on my behalf. The more to them is they both going to jail, but he's going to get more time. She knew better. She was protecting this motherfucker. They should have threw her the book, but they didn't. More is, be careful who you date. Be careful who you bring around your children. Respect your kids. Because if you was a man or a father, you wouldn't want to bring anybody, you know what I'm saying, around your children, or want anybody to be brought around your children. They go both ways. Sometimes these dudes are deadbeat. They don't take care of their kids. A lot of them are dead. A lot of them in jail. I get it. But ain't like the dudes you dating take care of them neither, because they really don't care for them. It's not their kids. Kids don't even like them most of the time. Then the kids turn against you and start hating you because you fuck with this dude, and the child feel like you turn against him and you supposed to be his mother. I'm not saying not have a life, not have a boyfriend, not have a sex life. Do what you want to do because you're wrong. But do things the righteous way. Because like a woman said before, these same kids you cut your life off for gonna be the same kid that's gonna turn on your ass and not be there for you when you get old. That happens all the time. I get it. But regardless of what they do, you sign up to be the mother. So you sign up to take care of them until they're at least old enough to be kicked out the nest or leave the house. That's your job. Be careful what you say around children. Be careful you allow your significant other to say around children. Even their children. Respect their kids and they respect yours. They go both ways. Love their children like they love yours. Don't be the man that's not gonna love your child. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all so sprung over some dick and a nigga's charm. He already broke. Even if you got money, you want his money, but y'all so independent. But y'all clown another man for being pussy whipped. And a pussy whipped man will kill you. Sometimes a dick whipped woman will kill you. These children don't deserve that shit. They didn't ask to be in between that shit. They didn't ask to be here, let alone sign up for the bullshit. So y'all do y'all job as mature adults and be men and women. If shit don't go right, break up. Leave it alone. Motherfuckers ain't got to kill motherfuckers because they break up with them. There's other fish in the sea. There's other men out here. There's other women out here. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I know it's easy to say than done when you're attached to somebody and you love somebody. I get it. But what that love and all that shit gonna do when it wasn't no love and respect when you was together? You wait till you break up to make things better? Why could you do it when you was together? It obviously wasn't love. It was lust. It wasn't even lust. It was hatred. It was disrespect. That's because you motherfuckers think motherfuckers gonna last forever. Motherfuckers do what they want. But it don't work like that in relationship society. It never does. It never works. And this new generation of kids and people in relationships, they're bogus. They're not what they're supposed to be. They're not who they say they are. They're all temporary. Ain't too many relationships gonna last 40, 50 years no more. I'm sorry, it's just not. Even if it do, somebody gonna have some health problems. Somebody gonna die earlier than the next one. Unless y'all die together, but that's very rare. But be careful who you run around your kids. Be careful who you talk to. Know these motherfuckers' backgrounds. These motherfuckers could be pedophiles, rapists, weirdos, drug addicts, any damn thing. You don't know what the fuck they doing to your kids when you're not around. If you skeptical like that, you don't need to be with them. Simple. You skeptical about a female, you don't need to be with them. Simple. Because females can be pedophiles too. Let's not get it fucked up. That's where it all started with the boys. All boys are not molested by me, other men. Most of them are molested by women. Don't get it fucked up. Because it can happen to you. Definitely can happen to you. I seen a picture of Vanessa Williams. I don't know if that was Photoshop. I heard she was living in China on the other side of the Great Wall or whatever that China Great Wall, whatever that is. And she looked bony as a motherfucker. If that's her, she still got the baby face. She still look young, them beautiful green eyes. But I don't believe that's her. I don't know if it's her. I don't believe it is. If it is, that's a creepy ass picture. She is too bony. She do not look like the same person. I believe it's a clone. They've been killing a lot of celebrities. You've been hearing about a lot of funerals, a lot of them dying. People been confirming it. Family members been confirming it. And next thing you know, Google and Reddit and all of them, it's not announcing that these people are deceased. Then they come back out again and do music and shit, and then they end up dying for real. They say Young Dolph was deceased and pronounced dead when he got shot in L.A. the first time. Come back, do a couple interviews, then he get killed for real, allegedly, in, you know what I'm saying, a cookie shop. I'm like, damn, this shit is bogus. They killing the motherfucking, the actual people and the clones. Like they saying about Gucci Mane. They don't think that's the real Gucci Mane. They think that's his clone. I don't know if clones can act like you, think like you. I heard they can. I don't know how that go. And I'm hearing about robots and I'm hearing about mass people that, you know, imitate your voice, project the sound that you project out your voice, your vocals, you know what I'm saying, sound like you, and then they wear a mask that look like you. Even with Jamie Foxx, he wasn't wearing those damn neckties and shirts buttoned up all the way to the top, because they trying to cover up that damn mask line. Jamie Foxx used to always wear his, if you look back, he always wear his clothes open up. Everything open up. He never wore a necktie like that. If he did, he have it open up a little bit. That's how Jamie dressed. He liked to show his chest hairs and show his chest because he tried to be some type of sex figure. He liked to be comfortable. That's just the way Jamie was. You can't tell me because I've been watching his shows, his movies, and everything. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can be proved wrong. I don't know. But if he did, he didn't wear much. Something strange about Jamie Foxx and all these guys. And trust me, they do a good job making masks looking just like you. What do you think they wear when they rob banks these days? Even though they don't rob banks as much as they used to, because it's harder to rob a bank and you can get caught easily. But they wear masks that look like African Americans. They wear masks that really look like real people. You can't tell me that's not a person, but it'd be a motherfucker in a mask and look like actual skin and looks real. Technology is a motherfucker. You got the same shit going on in Africa. They got the Africans that's making this shit. And it looks realistic. The feet, the hands, and all that. They do it in movie in Hollywood. So what makes you think they can't do it with the criminals? It ain't that hard, man. That's how a lot of people might wear a mask and, you know what I'm saying, take a picture and have a, you know what I'm saying, of an ID and look like a different person. You never know. Or they can get an ID and take a picture of their real self and then get another fake ID and take a picture of the mask. Just be careful because you don't know who is who out here. But my thing is, Vanessa Williams, who a lot of these guys had crush on, she looked like she'd been crushed to a damn bone because she looks super skinny and small. She looks weird. She don't look like the same person. I'm starting to think it's Photoshop. I'm starting to think it's not real. I gotta look deep into it. And the reason why I'm speaking on it, because it creeped me the fuck out to see what the elites is doing to these people, man. But mark your bottom dollar. We gonna be going to war soon. There's a lot of shit you're gonna see that you ain't never seen before. Like Tupac said on a song, you're gonna see some shit that's gonna be making it hard for you to smile. They just killed a couple troops overseas. They wounded some. America's trying to get their leg back. It's going to be a war casualty probably before March. Eventually, mark my word. At least by March or during March, it's going to be a war casualty because it costs money to go to war. Motherfucker ain't going to go to war with you that quick unless they really want to get you out the way. And motherfuckers think twice about hitting America. Obviously, whoever killed their troops didn't give a fuck. So now, between a rock and a hard place, we got to see what Biden and them going to do. It depends. Need the general to step up and see what he going to do. I'm not for the war anymore. But I believe in if a motherfucker hits you, hit him back. But we need to take our troops out of these countries anyway and worry about our own country. A motherfucker come here right now and attack us. We only got no damn military barely here to protect us. The ones that's here in training, what they gonna do? They can't help us. I don't get it though, but just my perspective on things, how I see. And everybody might not agree with me, but it is what it is. This LBG Duck situation. Now these bloggers released the murders tape of LBG Duck from the time the killers left Parkway Gardens, went and changed clothes to the time they drove down the highway, drove through the streets to get them, passing through every red light, to the time they pull up on them downtown, you know what I'm saying, the Gold Coast area in the shopping center. Because it was COVID, around COVID time. They was waiting outside in the line. That was COVID protocols. Most stores that were still open, they would make you stand outside. You still have to wear your mask. Duck didn't wake up that morning to think that he was gonna die and get killed You know what I'm saying? Going to shop for his son, CJ's birthday. His little son named CJ. He didn't think he was going to wake up and die. Just go shopping for his son. To get his son some nicest, cute designer shit for his little birthday. He didn't think he was going to get killed in the area he was in. With a gun on him or not. He wouldn't think that his ops would be that stupid to kill him and do that in broad daylight in the area they was in. Around all them rich ass white people. All them cameras everywhere. Them dudes know his cameras all down there. Come on, man. Got camera on every block. Every red light. They got black cams. Cameras. They call them infrared. They call them infra-black cameras. They made by the FBI. Everybody in Chicago know that. So for you to be a crash dummy and let this dude call y'all to go kill Duck and lie saying Duck chased you and Duck did this, Duck did that. You know what I'm saying? Shot at you, whatever you said he did. Try to pistol whip you, slap you, whatever you said Duck did. How is that possible? You had a gun on you yourself. They see it in the video. It dropped down your pants legs like an idiot. Could have went on, blew your balls off. But they say the Glock off or your cock off. Whatever the pigs be saying in Chicago. When you tow the gun in between your dick, they say the Glock off or your cock off. But at the end of the day, Duck died over a jealous dude that was really bad and hate because Duck fucked his baby mama once upon a time. At the time, Duck wouldn't even fuck with his baby mama. Duck got killed and shot with another female. Now, for sure, that was a back door. That was a back door. They knew who he was, where they called and showed who he was. Them guys were desperate. They couldn't wait to go kill him. I don't know what possessed them to kill him. They looked broke as hell, so they somebody got $100,000 on his head. Shit, I mean, y'all was that desperate for $100,000. Six people, y'all ain't gonna get much to take another man's life. That's why I took six of them to go. Because they knew that they couldn't send one dude. They was afraid of Duck. Took six of them to kill Duck. Four shooters, two drivers, just to kill Duck. That shows a form of fear. When it take that many people to shoot one guy. That's some pussy ass shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you're gonna put in work, do it by yourself. Don't take that much. Don't take that much. Two hitters is enough. More than enough. You got all them hitters. Even though they probably know who he was with. But he was by himself. With another girl standing in line. And like, I guess she stood in the car because she probably didn't want to. You know what I'm saying? Be, you know, standing out in line. But who's to say she didn't set him up? Even though she shot back. She got shot in the hand. But who's to say she didn't set him up? The guys he was talking to definitely set him up. The guy who called D-Thing, which is Lil Durk Smurf's brother, who's deceased now, allegedly got killed because of Duck. Who's to say not just him did it? Because we know he did it. But this is a spooky situation. Y'all bloggers, y'all, some of y'all need to get hit in y'all mind because y'all going out the way to get clout, get recognition and views and get paid to show this man's death. You mocking him. A lot of people think it's funny and it's not. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish jail upon my worst enemy, but some of these dudes put bullshit upon themselves. Don't matter what I wish upon them or not. Them white folks still won't lock their black asses up. And if they get released, you know they talking and snitching. All of them snitching. Paperwork gonna show. Some of them don't have paperwork yet because it's feds. Feds can hold on to paperwork, especially if you're still working for them or if you want to work with them. You can cut a deal and tell them, hey man, you know, I hear stories, so I'm saying, hey man, don't put my paperwork out there. Let me work for you so we can cut a deal so I can keep my slate clean so it won't look like I'm a snitch. But I'm still gonna be a rat and a snitch for y'all. And y'all gonna pay me at the same time because I'm gonna get you big ass fucking murder deals and shit. That's what these clowns do. I'm telling you, the biggest killers be the biggest rats. Not every killer is a real dude or a gangster. Anybody can kill something. Anybody can go kill. But is you real? Do you keep it to yourself? Would you take the rap for your own responsibility, your own wrongdoing, your own fuck-ups? Instead of putting everybody else down that got away. Robbing a bank. You gonna tell on the driver or the robber and you get caught. It's fucking crazy. I don't get it. But you just do the time. You trust him to rob a bank with you. Why you don't trust him enough to put the money up until you get out? I mean, shit. They might shit on you. That's just the risk you take when you get caught. That's why you need to do shit on your own by your lonely. You don't have to have that problem. Worry about that shit. But a lot of them dudes just ratting. And a guy was trying to basically argue with me and say, everybody not ratting. I said, listen, bro. If you weren't in that courtroom, you don't know what the fuck going on. Man, first of all, these bloggers is posting this dude's murder, his death. His mama already seen that shit 100 times in trial. She got to go through the scene with that shit again. His homeboys ain't never seen it. They got to see the shit. The world won't see it now. Because it's public now. It's free to the public. YouTube, Instagram, everybody got it now. I think even TikTok, Facebook, everybody. It's going to go more viral because it's just... It ain't been out a day or so. It's going to continue to blow and blow and blow. Everybody going to see that goofy shit. So you got some idiots out here that'll make memes out of it. All I'm saying is, showing this shit, you're going to spark up a war. I'm going to tell you why. But before I tell you why, this guy argued with me and said, everybody not snitching, man. How you know that? For one, most of this shit is public information. The paperwork and all. Second of all, everybody not going to have paperwork because a couple of them guys, you know what I'm saying, citizen date ain't came here yet. The lawyers postponed it. I'll tell you why they postponed it. Doesn't matter when you postpone a date, you still going to be sentenced. They doing that because they wouldn't give them time to think about working. Getting out. They gonna solve a bunch of murders because they know a bunch of murders. They heard about it, they seen it, and they was there witnessing first class. I'm pretty sure you know a little dude has responsible for killing a lot of motherfuckers. Just like they ops responsible for killing a lot of them. This and that and the third. I'm not gonna put myself in shit because I don't know shit. All I'm saying is, you know these dudes is talking. Why you think they ain't get a plea? Somebody would have took a plea when they knew they was caught. And they know they was caught red-handed. You on 4K camera before you went and killed Doug. Trace you all the way to the scene. What the fuck sis is that, mate? Then you're making songs about it. You're fucking texting about it. You got it in your tape. You left evidence in the car, the guns, everything. Like, what more did they fucking need? They had more than enough evidence, dummies. Why would dude even say everybody not snitching? The only reason why them niggas didn't get a plea because everybody ratted. If a person gets a plea or a deal, that's because another person ain't gonna rat on him. Then he gonna rat, and then if his story stick, the other person don't wanna rat, and then he gonna get the deal. Especially if you, but in order to get a deal when you rat, you gotta have evidence too. All these stories was conflicting, but they all was ratting, and they didn't wanna take a deal because they couldn't take a deal because the person they try to take a good deal against, because you gotta tell on somebody. You can't just say what happened, you gotta put somebody in it. Because if you say what happened, that means you could have done it. You got to say who did it. And you got to tell on other niggas too, so you get them busted. That's a part of the deal for the most part. And everybody ratting on everybody. The deal is off the table. You ratted on him, but he telling what you did. And he ratted on you, but he denying what he did, but he saying you did it. But you saying you did it, he did it. Now you finna get the most time, but he finna get time too. Because he admitting it, and you admitting it. All y'all ratting, trying to take deals. That's why I was no plea on the table for none of them niggas. That plea was cut off. That's how the feds work. You don't know how the feds work. It's not like the state. Motherfuckers need to wake up. Motherfuckers just talking, just to be talking. Don't know the half, the first, the third, or the fifth. You know? They don't know. If you wasn't there, you don't know. You don't know the feds. You don't need to be speaking on shit. Saying who snitched, who did. Motherfuckers can rat right now and not have paperwork on them because they still actively working for the state or the feds. They go for both. Don't tell me because I know. I've been told on. The motherfucker didn't have much paperwork on him. And the lawyer told me this motherfucker been getting people busted for years. He'll go from state to state and his main stop is in Tennessee. I ain't see that dude no more. Saying I sold him dope, woo, woo, woo. Set me up. I ain't never sold him dope. If I did, I don't remember his face. Unless he, ma'am, metamorphosis or shapeshift or something, or wore a mask. I don't know. Trying to make me know this motherfucker. I don't know this dude. Motherfucker got me one of the biggest conspiracies that I ever seen anybody get. I could talk about the case now because it's old and I beat it. But I went through hell. I went through a lot beating it. I would never want to go through no shit like that. People crazy. People do anything for clout. People do anything to get out of situation. Do anything for the police. Police will do anything to set you up also because they got their hands in everything too. Don't get it twisted. But seeing duck on the ground like that, them guys just... Everything happened so fast. Like within 10 seconds, they killed him. But he didn't die right away. But 10 seconds, they shot him. Might as well say within 10 seconds, they killed him because he eventually died later on anyway. I believe that the ambulance had something to do with it and the police because they took too long to get that man. From the hospital, it was approximately 4 minutes away. It's walking distance. They could have came and got him immediately and quick, but they didn't. I don't get it. I don't understand. It's right around the corner. Memorial Hospital right around the corner. It's sad how it happened. They stood over him and everything. But that's going to spark up probably basically some type of war. It won't be a war between within his neighborhood, St. Lawrence, 63rd, because most of them are dead. It's like extinct over there. That neighborhood have college kids and them walking their dogs over there now. A lot of them dudes are dead or the rest of them in jail. Not gonna see them no more. The remaining of them already left the hood. They ain't already left. They moved out. They not over there no more. Ain't nobody over there. 63rd just made themselves a target. Everybody over there dead or in jail. That war is over with over there. It's done. Duck was the last of the dying breed other than Dutchie and all them guys. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, everybody's smart enough to move out, have a family, start their life over new because that shit ain't gonna never get you nowhere. Drilling shit ain't gonna never get you nowhere. Beefing on wax ain't gonna never get you nowhere unless you know it's fake and you trying to, you know, build a crowd and make a profit. Because I kind of respect and do miss rap battle. I see Nicki Minaj is doing it, you know what I'm saying? I see she's doing it and a couple other artists are doing it amongst each other. Megan Thee Stallion, you know, she's trying to go at it with Dinky. I respect that. Big Zeno going at it with Eminem and a couple other artists is going at it. I want to see Nas and Jay-Z do it, go at it again. I want to see that old school hardcore dissing without somebody getting hurt. We might not like each other, but respect each other. You know, we got to push the peace out here, man. R.P. FBG Duck, all the other fallen soldiers, everybody. On the other side of the track, from the over east, out west, north, and south. All over this country, all over the world, man. We gotta push this peace, man, and put the kids first. That's all I'm saying. I appreciate y'all listening. I'll be bringing y'all some more heat soon. Other than that, y'all stay up, stay clean, and stay dangerous. Oh, no.